You know, I like petitions. It's always going up at change.org. This one might be the best one we've seen in a few weeks. How about a change to the date of Halloween to the last Saturday of October?
I love that.
I do too, Liv. Over 57,000 signatures have been added. The petition on change.org was launched by the trade organization, of course, Halloween and Costume Association. They want it all to be about them. They said that moving the holiday to the final weekend in October would allow more parents to accompany their kids during trick-or-treating. They also say moving the holiday would allow for more time to celebrate the holiday. I like weekend celebrations. I hate midweek things.
And also, I think, honestly, if anything, it's the opposite. So I find myself celebrating the weekend before Halloween and the weekend after sometimes. But do you know how many costumes are needed for those celebrations? In college, we would change our costume every single night.
I struggle just to find one. We're like about, I think, 99 days or so away from Halloween, less than 100. And people are already like looking for things to do.
Right.
I have no clue.
I know. So
I
think this will be good because it'll only keep it to one weekend, but you can have Friday and the Saturday, and there's no confusion. Sometimes when you go out to the bars and it's the weekend before or it's the weekend after, you're like, are people dressing up? Like, you just don't know. This way, you just know.
All right. Video footage from a restaurant shows a piece of raw chicken. This was everywhere yesterday. I saw this online. And it appears to come back to life and crawl away after hoisting itself upwards. The chicken yanks itself off the... You've not seen this video?
No.
I'm going to send it to you from my Need to Know News blog so you can see it. It hoists it like itself back to life and then crawls away. After it does that, it actually falls off the dinner plate onto the floor. Someone on the table starts to yell and starts to scream. Now, my wife, Lindsay, hates chicken. Like, not eating it, but she hates touching raw chicken. She starts to dry. Like, you say you're going to throw up. My wife's like, cannot handle it. I don't know about this. It's been viewed over 4 million times. People on there have commented on the video saying, oh, it's probably just the nerve endings of the chicken. Like, it's really fresh. Maybe that's what happened. Because when you cut a chicken's head off, it can go like 5 or 10 minutes still running around. But this thing is like defeathered and dead. And this is where, once again, I love these official people. We have an update. People are saying the video is fake.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, let you see if you think it's real or not. The National Chicken Council. I love
That's
all these councils.
Thing.
It is. The National Chicken Council offered up this brief statement, said, we've looked into it and sent it into some of our video experts. We're pretty sure it's fake.
We're pretty sure. That's very reassuring, Chicken Association Club thing.
What's going on with your chicken breast over there? I don't know. But the video, though, it's very creepy either way. If it's fake, good job. But if it's real... Man, you better cook your chicken some more. Okay, listen up, guys that think it's cool to whip out your ding-dong and flash the ladies. Not anymore. Cops in Massachusetts are on the hunt for a flasher who picked on the wrong woman who chased this guy. She's ex-Israeli military, so she was not playing.
What a baddie.
Yeah, she was listening to an audiobook while running when a man jogging exposed his genitals, and he did it actually twice. I don't understand people that get off on that. Like, I don't even like to expose myself to my wife when we're making love. Like, I feel awkward then. But, like, people get turned on by that or they get something for it.
A super sick person.
Have you ever had a dude do that?
No.
Good. I mean, it's
glad,
but you hear all these stories all the time.
Goodness. I mean, one time when I was in, like, fourth grade, my neighbor flashed his butt at me and my friends.
Oh, well, mooning's totally acceptable.
Yeah, okay.
My butt doesn't look good, but I think it's way different than your junk. He exposed himself twice and tried to reach out to touch her as he passed.
Ew.
The woman gave chase and held on to him as she called fellow joggers to do 911. But, of course, what do? People just film stuff. They don't actually call 911. The man was able to escape, but they got a good picture of him on the video. They were to capture, and they're now looking for him. We'll share that, so maybe you can help track him down. I couldn't imagine being a father having to deal with, and I'm a jokey kind of guy. Sometimes I'm inappropriate. I do it too much. But I could see where this father gets mad. Things got heated when an angry father confronted a dollar store clerk who made an inappropriate joke to his 12-year-old daughters buying their first sanitary pads, tampons or things.
Yeah, it's always so awkward.
The footage, I guess, was on Reddit. It was recorded by the father, who's not seen in the video, but he can be heard yelling at the clerk for his comments towards his daughters, who are understood to be twins, I guess, having their first ever period. And here's the dad, just a little clip of him going off.
Here, whatever, you're about to get up, dude. I promise you, you don't know what.
That's not cool, man. When you got 12-year-old girls coming up here with pads, you don't crack jokes, homie.
I mean, I'm an awkward guy. I don't think I'd crack that kind of a joke with a girl. I say awkward things, but I don't think I'd take it that awkward. But
I hope to baby Jesus that you would never do that, because being 12 and just doing that is so awkward and uncomfortable.
Imagine.
And you just want to crawl into a little box and just act like no one can see you.
Okay, and the final thing today for Joe's Need to Know News, I got to turn to you, Liv, because I don't think Porkchop is able to identify with this one. There's a doctor named Sarah Welsh in the UK, and she just put out a reminder to the ladies. She says, no matter how hot it gets, do not put a popsicle in your lady parts to cool down.
I saw this. Why? Why are we even having to have this discussion? Who in their right mind would do that?
She said, quote, the ice can stick to delicate skin and cause real trauma and damage.
No.
Plus, the sugar can, quote, disrupt the natural pH balance.
Whoever is doing this needs also a brain scan.
Wait,
they are not okay.
Is this why we brought back the double popsicles? Is that why they're back?
Stop.
That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.